Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Catherine Tate has come to see us again.
Hello.
Hello, are you all right?
No, I'm very well, thank you.
And you've got like one eye kind of open and one eye
One eye
closed.
Open, one eye closed, courtesy of the new kitten that we've acquired, licking me, which I thought was quite a sweet thing, but I think it was quite soon after his dinner. And I've got a bit of jellied liver in my eye.
Oh.
It's nice.
So it's all red and...
Oh, it's a bit closed. I sort of look like I've either got conjunctivitis or someone socked me one and...
Do you like letting animals lick you?
No, I don't. I don't at all. But it's a little kitten and I thought it was sweet and it's now going to be chucked out.
Can I ask you, are you the kind of person that kisses your animals on the mouth?
No.
We've had this on the air before and it's just, I think it's wrong.
For the breath, for a start, is just not pleasant. No, not at all. I mean, I am quite in love with this little kitten, but obviously it's run its course now.
Yeah.
It's finished. So,
now, the person you're with,
yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know your name, just asked...
You mean Lucy?
Oh, Lucy, yeah.
But just you don't mean in a romantic sense, though, do you?
Well, I presume not. But
the person you're with, well, that's what people say, isn't it?
But she just asked, yeah. Sorry, the person who has come in with you to the Lucy.
Yes.
Are you lovers? No.
Hey.
She mentioned that your mum might
be
listening.
We're taking it slow. I've not even bothered to ask my mum to listen because yesterday I was on Lorraine Kelly. My mum's down in Kent visiting her friend. And she couldn't quite tune into Lorraine Kelly. That proved too much for her.
Right, so I was on GMTV. That's not difficult.
It's not difficult. It's ITV. Mm. It's not difficult. But obviously, the television has been tuned in an incorrect fashion. And firstly, she went, "Well, I'm looking at David Suchet." So I said, "Well, that's it's not Lorraine Kelly, is it?" Number two was a baby in high heels in a nappy. I said, "Well, that's all right. That's probably Channel 4. She went, and now there's a girl in a black dress. And I went, "Okay, well, that's the one you should have been watching. I'm now off air for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? It's all been finished." And then she said, "Oh, I didn't know Lorraine Kelly was on Channel 4. And I went, "Well, she's not on Channel 4. And she went, "Oh, it must be down here." Dreadful. And then she even thought, maybe we get it a bit later. I doubt it's live television.
Yeah.
So I've not even bothered asking her to tune in.
Right, she wouldn't be a Spine Radio 1, would she?
I don't think so.
Now, you've got this DVD of Comic Relief, haven't you?
DVD for Comic Relief, yes.
Which is apparently now the fastest selling DVD in the world ever.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's on it then? Tell us what's on it.
It's all the sketches I did for Comic Relief on the night. So it's sketches with Daniel Craig, David Tennant, Noel Edmonds. We're doing a Deal or No Deal kind of game. Prime Minister, current serving Prime Minister Tony Blair did a sketch with me, and also Lenny Henry. And it's a fiver. It's only available on Amazon. But £3, at least £3, go to Comic Relief.
Very good.
So please.
How has the whole Tony Blair thing gone down since you did that?
It's gone down very well. In fact, I'm going to be the new Deputy Prime Minister in the next government.
So, you've done well there.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah. It's amazing to have him on there, but like, do you think it did him any good?
Well, you know, I don't think that was the point, was it, to make...
It's just the Prime Minister saying, am I bothered a lot?
No, I know, but what a lot of people have said is, isn't he good at acting? Can we believe him? But, you know, I think I think it does make everyone look good, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I need to ask you, because obviously you've got a lot of characters, what do people say to you when they come up to you in the street? We touched on this last time you came in, but like, what was the last person somebody said something to you when you're in the supermarket or just walking down the road?
What was the last thing they said?
Yeah, I mean,
what have you got in your eye?
Hello.
Are you and Lucy romantically involved? Yeah, what have you got in your eye? I do get a lot of... Oh, I tell you what it was. It was the cab didn't turn up yesterday, and a very sweet man who was with another cab got on the phone to his controller and went, "I've got Catherine Tate here. Her cab's not arrived. She's not bothered. She is really." So, you know, and you just, you know, you gotta just smile.
Do you find it annoying when they keep doing the same quotes? It's just like people in pubs that do Little Britain, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's just like, oh, God, shut up.
Well, the thing is, I don't go out very often, really.
Do
and
you
I'll go out even less now that my eye looks like this. So I always find it quite, it's quite amusing, really, and it's not a thing you can get annoyed about, is it? It's
no.
a thing that's... It's, hey, it's put me on the map as I'm a bothered, so I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to worry.
Do people ever do the wrong catchphrase? Do they do like,
oh God,
Vicky Pollard?
Oh, all the time, yeah. Really? All the time, yeah. In fact, actually, going into the National TV Comedy Awards last year, and they do that thing where the cameras for like ITV2 behind the scenes followed me along, right? And I thought, oh, that'll be nice for my mum. Not that she'll ever find ITV2. But, you know, people signing and, you know, I think, oh, you know, yes, hello, what's your name? This little boy went, go on, do it, please, do it, do it, do it. And I went, oh, you know, what one do you want me to do? And he went, do no, but, yeah, but. And I knew, because I knew the camera was on me, like a performing monkey, I did it.
Would you, I mean, this must have been asked to you before, would you ever consider getting Lauren and Vicky Pollard together?
Oh, I'd love it. I think it would be a great big old... face off, wouldn't it? Yeah,
chav off.
It would be. Yeah, chav off. I'd love it. Yeah, that would be a good thing to do.
Has no one suggested that yet?
We have. Matt and I have sort of talked about it, but or we've got messages to each other about it, but the time's never been there to do it, unfortunately.
Right. Okay, but I'm going to play a clip from your Comic Relief DVD now. It's a bit of Nan on Deal or No Deal.
So, I bought you a slice of Madeira cake.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I've got a boiled beef sandwich in there. I'm not going to have it because of gas, quite honestly. If you say what I'm saying.
So, when can I have my cake?
Go on, darling, help yourself.
I like an occasional nibble.
Get it, Tate. Rule your right to. I've heard. Thank you very much.
So this is only available on Amazon, right?
Yeah, it is. It's only available on Amazon.
And at least £3 goes to Comic Relief
absolutely,
straight to
there. Absolutely, yeah. National.
Radio 1. Now, it's that special time of day where people are listening to Radio 1 with no clothes on. Sans pantalon. So if you'd like to call us, if you're naked, 08700 100 100. Don't look at me like that. This is the good bit where all the hot girls
well, that's
call
what
up.
I was asking, wondering if we could just make sure that there are hot girls calling up rather than sort of strange older men that we had yesterday.
It took a nasty turn after about 8.30 yesterday morning, didn't it?
I mean, it was very uncomfortable.
Graham here. I've got no clothes on, Scott. Hello.
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 Hi, Scott. I'm naked.
Hello and good morning to you. Who are you?
I'm Nicola.
You see? It's good at this time of day.
It's a promising start.
Let's just not do it after 8.30. Nicola, where are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom in Manchester.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I can just hear my housemates screaming.
Are they all naked as well?
Yeah, she's also naked.
Blimey.
She's just come in the room naked.
Right, good.
Is she the one yelping?
Yeah. Yeah, she is, yeah.
How long have you been naked for?
About 20 minutes. I just got out of the shower and putting holiday skin on.
Okay. I mean, obviously you and your friend have this kind of relationship where you don't mind seeing each other with no clothes on.
Yeah, we're very close.
Who's your friend?
My friend Sue. Do you want to talk to her?
I'd love that.
Sue, get here. Oh, she's locked herself in the bathroom now.
Oh.
So, she's no fun.
Right.
But I think we're both still drunk from last night. We went out last night. It was a bit of a heavy one.
Right, okay. Well, this sounds like a great household.
Yeah, we're university students, so.
Yeah. It's good to speak to you.
Now I'm going to head up to Fallowfield right now.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's going to go downhill now.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Guy.
Hi, Guy. Where are you?
I'm in Dorset right now.
Okay. You naked?
I'm very naked, yeah.
Are you? Right, how long have you been naked for?
About 15 minutes. I was getting out of the shower, putting on my boxers, and then I heard, "Are you naked?" coming from my radio, and I thought, no, I'll keep them off, and I'll call Radio 1.
Right, so you've kept them off especially for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Good. How old are you, Guy?
I'm 18.
Right, well, it's good to speak to you.
No, I'm standing here with my friend Ed, who is also naked.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That is cool.
Right. Once again, a very liberal household.
It's not quite like that, but, you know, we're mates.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Right. Shouldn't this be after 9?
At night?
Yeah.
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Catherine Tate is here. Hello.
Hello.
And this is one of the bits from Catherine's Comic Relief DVD, which you can get right now.
Despite his considerable affection and respect for you now, he has to reflect the fact that that was the worst opening round we've ever had. And your offer is £199.
How much?
£199.
What a f***. What? £199?
Well, it was a bit of a bad opening round.
So that was Nan on Deal or No Deal. Is she based on anyone that you know?
No, not really. I mean, little bits of my nan and little bits of my godmother and little bits of old ladies I've known, but she's not a complete person now. I've just borrowed.
Okay. Because we were just saying earlier, there are loads of people of a certain generation that do have some strange views, don't they?
They do, but won't that be us?
No, I don't think it will.
Don't you think?
No.
But the thing is, there's people now of a certain generation have strange views, and then when I was young, the people were their age then. I don't know whether you get to a certain age and just go, you know, where's my Daily Mail?
I hope that never happens, really.
Me and Laura were talking the other day. She was kind of recently in a position where she was with somebody who just started saying really racist things. Like my granddad does that as well sometimes. It's just, he doesn't mean to, it's just a generation thing. They have no idea that they're being so offensive.
No, it's true, they don't, no.
Now, we've got, on that note, we've got something here which we have found from America. This is not a joke, right? I want you to listen to this. This is a public information film, which we found, which is from, what is it, the 50s? I think from the 1950s. Check this out.
That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
So this is...
Oh, my God.
This is a public information film from the 50s. About being aware of homosexuals. Because you never know.
Behind a steering wheel.
Oh.
Is it presumably because you get in their car and then all they're going to make you listen to is Shirley Bassey?
Here's another bit.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
I know. Right, I've got one more bit. I know.
You've got more?
No, I've got one more. It's just unbelievable. You both look very shocked.
I'm really...
I can't believe this.
It's...
I think things have moved on a bit since then.
Yes, they're not called Ralph anymore. They've gone on... they're clever now. They integrate themselves.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
You never know when they're about. They may appear normal.
They may appear normal.
I know.
They've
unbelievable.
Got hands and everything. Yeah. Scott.
Now, have you ever had problems getting a date?
Yes.
The problem could be that you're too good-looking.
Right.
No. Think about it. Imagine being too hot to actually be able to go out with anybody. Nobody wants you because you're so attractive. That must be awful, isn't it?
Are you finding this?
No, but I have found this amazing website, okay? Help is at hand if you're too hot to get a date. There's now online dating, which is only for really uber-hot people. What you do... Have a look at that now. You upload your photo. We have to do 3 photos. Okay. And the hot people who are already members on there judge how beautiful you are. And if you get a score of 8 or above, you're allowed to join... And you can date all these other people. Now, I'd like you to look at some of the people on the website.
There are some very hot girls on there.
There's something there for everyone, I tell you.
Aren't there?
Now, I think we should try and get on this, right?
Right.
What we should do today is take some photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You up for this, George?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Chopper?
Yeah, I'm up for George doing it,
Laura's going to do it as well. I'm going to do it. We'll take some photos of ourselves and we will see if we are hot enough to join the exclusive beautiful club.
I think I know what my answer is going to be.
Well, we'll see how the beautiful people rate us. Are you up for that?
Yes.
All right, we'll do some photos today. Radio 1. Can I just say really sorry if you tried to get through and call Radio 1 during our show. We had Lauren off of Catherine Tate answering the phone.
All right.
Hi, can you please put a word out to...
Where are you calling from?
From my car.
But, I mean, where's your voice from?
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, like, where's that?
Derbyshire, so in the Midlands.
In the Midlands of what?
England.
All right. Okay, are you Northerner?
No, I'm not.
All right,
well,
then.
Well, kind of the middle one.
What do you want?
Can you please...
Are you talking to me? Right, do you want a record or not?
I don't want a record, but can I have a word, put a word out, please?
What word do you want to put out? Northerner. All right, who's got me all show?
Hello, I'm just ringing up for that celebrity growler.
Pardon?
I'm just ringing up for that celebrity growler.
Right, I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Are you ringing for the Scott Mills show?
Yeah.
Is it you want to have a shout out or something about I want a song on the radio and all that and want your name put on? What's your name?
It's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Right, so you want me to say, oh, Mark's rang up on the radio and he wants a song about a growler put on?
No, not really.
Right. Not being funny, but what do you want?
I want to go on the radio and tell who the celebrity growler is.
Right, but what do you want me to do about that?
I want you to do it for me.
Well, I can't do it for you, can I? How can I do it for you? What you've got to do is take some responsibility for your own life and do things yourself.
Yeah, but right? I'm not bothered, though.
No, I ain't bothered.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
I believe you were talking about the beautiful website.
Yeah, there's this website which we found which is only for good-looking people, and what we're going to do today is upload all of the team's photos and see if we can get into their exclusive club. You have to get 8 points or over, and then all the hot people that are already on the website, who are already members, judge your photo and let you know whether you can come into their exclusive hot club or not.
How did you find this website?
Just looking around.
Yeah,
surfing away.
Just happens to come across it.
I think I should score a 10.
Right, okay. What are you calling about then?
Well, I have a problem that on internet dating sites, I'm found to be too good looking.
Right.
So therefore, people don't approach me because they think that I should have women falling at my feet, and that puts them off because they think that they won't be able to compete with the other people.
Oh, I see.
This must be a nightmare for you.
Oh, terrible.
Right, so, I mean, you're dateless at the moment, are you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, and that's because you think you're too good-looking?
Yeah.
Right. That must be awful.
It's terrible.
Right.
It's a really hard thing to deal with, you know, that you're too good-looking to be on a dating site.
Yeah.
Could you maybe describe yourself for us?
6'1", short dark hair, told I'm very good-looking, very handsome.
But still nothing.
But still nothing.
Nothing in the love department at all.
No.
Do you find you're in a different league to everybody else?
I think that the other people get better results through persistence, which sometimes I just get totally bored with it all and just give up.
Mm. Are you saying that you probably get more action if you're a 6 or a 7 than if you're like yourself a 10?
Yes.
Right.
Because the other people, women view themselves as 6 and 7s, won't date a 10.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, do you remember when Jesse Metcalf came in?
Mm.
And he just wished that he could be ugly
just for one day. Just so he knew what it was like.
Just for one day.
Is that what it is for you, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I wish I could be ugly for one day.
Right. And, I mean, when you look at dating websites,
Yeah.
Do you just think, no, they're all, none of them are hot enough for me?
No. No. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I would normally actually go for somebody that was a five or a four,
right,
even.
Right. So you would be happy with someone a lot more average than you?
Yes.
Do you think personality has anything to do with it? Like, as well?
Yeah. I think it does, but I think,
Do you think girls find modesty quite attractive?
Well, I mean, we're all honoured here to speak to somebody as hot as you. So,
thank you.
Yeah. And the best of luck in your future love life.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you too.
Is he for real? Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.